National weather forecasts are calling for a particularly toasty summer, meaning ACs will probably be working overtime. This comes as federal regulators warn the margins between electricity supply and demand are shrinking. The region's electric grid operator, PJM Interconnection, says while it has enough capacity to handle the forecast for electricity demand, it may run short in an extreme usage scenario. Dave Souter runs operations for PJM.
We're seeing less capacity. We're seeing generators retire before we have enough replacement generation come online.
Souter says many of those retirements are coal plants. While new solar and wind sources are increasing, they haven't kept pace. The largest increase in demand comes from data centers and AI. County election officials in Pennsylvania are working to finalize election results after Tuesday's primaries. For WHYY, Jordan Wilkie reports the very closest races are still subject to change with a few more ballots to count.
Big election or small, Pennsylvania requires a series of steps to count all eligible votes and confirm results are accurate. Counties still need to count any military votes that arrive by Tuesday, as well as votes on provisional ballots. Secretary of State Al Schmidt says elections officials' top priority is to accurately count votes and to do so with integrity.
All results are unofficial until certification happens in a few weeks, and increases in vote tallies in the coming days are to be expected as county officials canvass all ballots, including provisional ballots.
All results will undergo a 2% audit, while statewide races will receive an additional audit of randomly selected ballots from across the Commonwealth to ensure voting machines tallied results correctly. Counties have to finish election certification by noon on June 10th. In Harrisburg, I'm Jordan Wilkie.
Cloudy and drizzly out there for the remainder of the day. That is taking a toll on the roadways right now on southbound I-95 heading into Philadelphia. We've got some big backup. Traffic is being directed around an accident near the Columbus Boulevard Penn's Landing exit. The backup starts quite a ways away, all the way up at Cottman.